New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong,
positive
strong
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
I know we're doing a lot of preaching and pontificating on the subject of going deep. And for good reason. To really get to the heart of shit, you have to dive way beneath the surface. Miles, remember that movie from years ago called Journey to the Center of the Earth? Now, in that movie, Miles, these explorers had this ship shaped like a drill. And they would use it to venture deep into the Earth's core. It kind of reminds you of going to the dentist and shit. Fucking drilling shit. Motherfucking drilling your fucking cavity and back of your goddamn wisdom tooth or some shit like that. It would venture deep into the Earth's core, Miles. I don't know what the fuck they thought they would find, Miles. What maybe some mole people and shit? Or maybe some cavities. I don't know what the fuck they're looking for, Miles. Or a race of people with light bulbs for eyes. I don't know. I do know by tunneling into the Earth's core, they could have fucked shit up, Miles. I mean, I'm not a fucking geologist. That could have made the Earth collapse in on itself, Miles. That shit could have fucking just created a sinkhole and the whole Earth went into the fucking sinkhole, Miles, and swallowed itself up. And for what, Miles? Just to hook up with some light bulb-eyed ass mole people? Miles, do you think for a second that they thought about all of the fucking amazing places, people, and cultures they could have explored up here on the fucking surface of the Earth? Places where no one has been before? Little primitive ass villages and shit everywhere. No fucking TV, no fucking phones and shit. Can't even talk to other motherfuckers around the world.
No, I think they just wanted to go to it was called Journey to the Center of the Earth, so that was their direction. But you're just making an arbitrary choice for them, it seems.
No, Miles, I'm just saying. There's plenty of places on this motherfucking Earth, you know, amazing things that exist on the surface of this goddamn Earth, Miles. Simple yet rare things, Miles. Something as delicate as an exotic flower and shit. Or you know, that flower doesn't ask you to go deep on it. It only asks that you smell it. But see, Miles, people don't always take the time to smell the flowers. They're just ready to dig, Miles. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's a damn shame. I'm saying, that would be like going into a strip club, Miles, cornering off an area, laying down some orange cones, bringing in a jackhammer, and then drilling for fucking ass, Miles. See? They're laying down some orange cones, bringing in a jackhammer, and then drilling for ass, Miles. There was ass all around, Miles. Now, like I said, going deep is often essential in order to attain a deeper understanding of something, Miles. See, this is all metaphorically speaking, Miles.
Yes, I guess that.
The fucking work boots, the fucking vest, the goddamn hard hats, Miles.
Right.
It's all metaphorically speaking.
All shit. Those sexy outfits.
And all the sexy outfits, Miles.
Yeah, if I was going to design a show, choreograph it, I could see the whole construction work, a motif.
Fuck yeah, Miles. The work belt, all that shit, Miles.
Yeah.
All that shit, Miles. It just takes it to another level, Miles. Ass everywhere, Miles. But before you get
to... Especially at a male strip club. Coming to the stage, Jack Hammer. Like, I can see that.
See? Yeah. Jacqueline Hammer.
Jacqueline Hammer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Fucking sexy. People love that shit, especially motherfuckers who really work in that field. And they come home, they come to the strip club after hard days of work and shit, and they go and they're sitting there, and they see their co-worker fucking dancing and shit, Miles.
Oh, wow, yeah. So it's amateur night.
It's a fucking co-worker, Miles.
So what's your takeaway?
So I'll say this. Before you get your drill out, take a moment and smell the flowers. Or the ass, if you're into that. If you're into that kind of night at a strip club.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes that's the scent, the eau de jour,
yeah.
as they say.
Yeah.
Well, that was good. So you're saying, although we go deep all the time, sometimes don't ignore what's on the surface because there's wonderful things there.
There's wonderful things on the surface, Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to find some shit that you ain't supposed to find sometimes, Miles. Sometimes shit is there dormant and it's supposed to stay where the fuck it's at. And you fucking digging deep, trying to fucking find the fucking nuances to stupid shit, Miles. Like, you don't fucking have no business being privy to.
Right.
And I love the word privy. I use privy all the time. I like the word privy. You ain't privy to that shit.
My girl likes the privy all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we should start the show.
Let's go.
All right. I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Every day, we discuss a quote from Daily Calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Year of Gratitude. You ready for it?
Let's go, Miles. Come on now. Okay. You know I'm ready.
Weakness is treating someone as though they belong to you. Strength is knowing that everyone belongs to themselves. And that's by Yag Yasi.
Weakness is treating someone as though they belong to you. Strength is knowing that everyone belongs to themselves.
Yeah.
God damn, I love that, Miles.
That's something you got to learn. Some relationships, you got to learn that.
Yeah, I love that, Miles.
We can learn it together after the break.
I like that, Miles.
Okay.
I'm thinking. I'm already, my brain is already thinking about this. This is deep.
Oh, goodbye, Surface. We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, weakness is treating someone as though they belong to you. Strength is knowing that everyone belongs to themselves.
Yeah, this is hardcore right here, Miles.
Yeah.
And I say this to everyone out there listening to this amazing podcast, May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from me, J.B. Smoove, and my man Miles. Trust is a complex subject. Now, I think with anything, the best way to understand it is to dissect it a little piece at a time. I want to start by asking myself a few questions. First, what is trust? Good question, me. Trust is believing in the reliability of truth. For instance, Miles, I believe I can rely on the idea that you are telling the truth.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Now, how do you get trust? You earn it. Okay, me. Well, let me counter with this. How do you earn trust, me? That's easy. By being trustworthy. Follow-up question. Can the answer to a question have a part of the question in it? I say yes. While on the other hand, I say no. It's one-to-one on that topic, Miles. You be the tiebreaker, Miles.
I think both of you are getting off topic. We need to get back to the quote.
See, Miles, see, there you go. Interfering with the process. I am in the process of breaking this one down, Miles. We are talking about trust.
Okay.
Now, if you've ever been in a relationship, it is the second most important thing after love and right before fucking skills, Miles. Now, if your fucking skills don't match a relationship, it will not last, Miles. You can trust me on that shit, Miles. You see what I did there?
Yeah, you brought trust back.
So I brought trust right the fuck back around.
Yeah.
Anyway, a relationship is a room with invisible walls that only you and your partner can see. It's a room that the two of you live in, Miles. You share it, you decorate it, you share your most intimate thoughts and experiences in it, Miles. Just like Wonder Woman's jet. The room is invisible, Miles. And the only way to get other people to respect its walls is for you and your mate to make them see it.
Okay, that's a great metaphor. It is a room that you guys live in, that you guys respect that room. Yeah. But if one of you doesn't respect it, then other people will walk through that wall like it's not there. Somebody will come pushing up on you or your lady, your partner, right?
You got that right, Miles. Also, you and your partner have to both believe that they see the walls in the same fucking way. And then you and your partner have to trust that you are both making sure that everyone around them knows those walls and that room is fucking exist. Like, one of them is fucking jet.
Yeah.
You see a lady sitting in a sitting position, holding her fucking arms out, and ain't nothing around her ass.
Yeah, but she has to, like, you know, she has to sit there, pretend like she's holding a steering wheel. She isn't real. There's no steering wheel, right?
This whole shit's invisible, Miles.
Right. And then, you know, she probably lands it, and then you see her opening the door, and it's like, Wonder Woman, man, there's no door.
There's no fucking door.
Stop it.
Cut the shit.
But she does it, and then we have to respect it.
You gotta respect the shit.
Yeah. I could talk to you about Wonder Woman's jet all day, but I love this room that you're doing, this invisible room that is a relationship and how the two people in it make it have power. So do you mind going back to that?
Okay, here we go. The weakness of that room exposes itself when one of its occupants thinks it exists to cage the other person. See? When you create this fucking room and somehow, you know, you feel like that fucking room exists to cage the other.
Wow.
Because beyond that invisible room is this invisible walls held together by trust That room has no power to hold you. It has no locks. It has a free-swinging ass door. No vows can hold you. No children, no commitments, not even love. None of that can hold you if they're not rooted in a real and heartfelt trust. On the other hand, the strength of that room comes from knowing that insecurity is run by a system called trust.
Wow, not even ADT.
No, not fucking ADT.
No, they'd probably protect it really well.
They probably would protect it, bitch. And I'm not saying you can't put one on. You can't call the fucking salesperson and get one put in.
No, something like an invisible ADT box.
That's what the fuck it is, Miles. Yeah. It's an invisible ADT box.
Yeah.
With a monitoring system and shit.
Yeah.
See?
Look, I think your invisible walled room relationship metaphor is one of your stronger ones. I think going back to the quote, weakness is treating someone as though they belong to you. Strength is knowing that everyone belongs to themselves. And understanding that invisible room is not a cage. It's something that you guys have built together. And don't think it's there to trap you or trap anyone else. I love it. How do you end this thing?
I say this, everyone out there in podcast world, which would be a great name for a fucking amusement park. All Miles. That'd be fucking fabulous.
And then you just walk around listening to podcasts.
Everybody walks around with those fucking headphones on. So I say this, Miles. In a relationship, it is easy to lose yourself. You lose your fucking self, man. You get caught up in this shit, get caught up in another person. You lose your fucking self. You can't find yourself. I mean, we get with someone and it's only fucking natural that we want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. We're a part of a couple or family, you know? But just like Voltron, Miles, remember? Remember that cartoon, Miles?
Yeah, I love Voltron.
Just like Voltron, Miles. Or better yet, the damn Power Rangers. Now, while we may be a part of a team, we must never forget that we are also fucking Mighty Morphin individuals of our own.
Right.
Each one of them motherfuckers can branch off and do their own fucking thing and still save the fucking world, Miles. They don't have to hang with each other all the time.
Yeah.
Shit, you can branch off and do other shit.
Yeah, I don't know that they saved the world. They beat up a lot of costume. They could wreak havoc at Disney. I could see them beating up a lot of the costume characters.
Nothing wrong with that, Miles. Hey, Miles, have you ever walked into a karate class with a bunch of young people and you come in there and you go, "Yah!" See? And just to see what they would do. And they all cower and run to the other side of the room.
What you do with little kids?
Fuck yeah, Miles. You walk in there and you go, "Hi-yah!"
That's an episode of, you ever see Seinfeld when Kramer was bragging that he was doing well and like he was mastering his karate class. So they went, Lane went and saw that he was in a class with like 8-year-olds. And so he was beating them up. But then they jumped him in an alley.
Man, yes.
Which I think would happen to your guy.
Of course, Miles.
Yeah.
You just want to make sure that they are on the right track to fucking learning. It's amazing.
Is that what that was? It just seemed like you were going in there to freak them
out. No, Miles. You know, any karate instructor will say that was a test.
Mm-hmm.
That was a test to expect the unexpected. Mm-hmm. And you must be ready, students.
But he would be saying that to his security who allowed you in and that he's reprimanding them for allowing that to even happen.
No, this is all part of experience, Miles. You watch any karate movie, the unexpected is where they should shine the most.
Yeah. Up. Yeah. I will say
they should have all got into their stances.
Oh, definitely.
Immediately. Hell yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If they cower, that teacher is not doing his job.
Sure.
Expect the unexpected.
Yeah, sure. The Karate Kid. I don't remember me.
And then you say, I got you. And then your other friend brings in some cupcakes. You know, see?
Okay. See? I don't want the strange man coming in screaming at the kids, and I don't want his strange friend
It's all planned.
With the sensei.
Of course. The sensei knows you're coming that day. He knows what time you're coming.
He
wants to test his students to see if they're prepared, Miles.
Right. I'm probably taking my kid out of the program.
That's a great sensei. He's an amazing sensei.
Please let sensei know I'm pulling my kids out.
They still got nap time and cupcakes, though. And juice.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Another episode of Man Lab, a daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Worth Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar of Year of Gratitude. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe we even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so. We promise from time to time to pick a few and feature them on the show. Once again, I'm Miles and he's...
I'm a sensei! And your sensei wants you to be prepared for the unexpected.
Booyah! And then one of the kids kicks you right in the groin and then you hear...
Ding-ding-ding-ding.
Finish him!
Finish him! Oh. See? That's a kid that's prepared.
This has been a Team Coco production.